Like to speak in opposition? Okay, going once, twice, one trip to a customer, though, so. No repeats. If you could just put your hands up real quick, who, the lot owners, people who own those lots that are affected, I just want to make sure we know how many of you there were. It looks like there, well, that, there are two. Yeah, that's fine, two, one, two, three, four. There's about seven?
Yeah.
There's about seven lots affected.
Can I?
I have a question, too.
Yeah, we're gonna get there, yeah.
Sorry.
So, it just strikes me, this is gonna be sort of, maybe call me master of the obvious, but I don't think I've ever sat through a hearing, we didn't hear one thing about traffic, you know?
Don't jinx us.
No, I know, right, yeah. You know, and Mr. Wheatley and I were on the commission, I think, when the first time a pickleball court was proposed, and nobody knew what in the world.
We know what they were talking about.
What are you talking about? We're thinking like green ball, I don't know, whatever.
Where's the pickle coming in? Yeah, where's the pickle?
Where's the pickle? I don't know, like badminton, you know, that's with the pickle, I don't know. But the question is, the one thing in contention here is a pickleball court. How badly do we need to have a pickleball court in this development? And you don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but that seems like the one holdup, and there's not.
Well, I'm not asking you, I'm not asking you. Okay.
I've got a question.
Okay, whoa, let's maintain order here, okay.
It's a rhetorical question you can answer if you'd like, you know?
There's just, there were 70% of people that voted in favor for pickleball and this expanded pool.
And I think you testified that the people that voted yes was because they wanted the pickleball.
I'm sure there's a demand.
So I go back to my comment earlier that this whole thing is contingent on pickleball courts.
Well, that was sort of the reason for my question, it wasn't, and again, it was more rhetorical, but it wasn't you all necessarily forcing pickleball, I don't want to say that, that's maybe not the right way to say it, but proposing pickleball unilaterally, it was, this was feedback that you got from members of the community. So it really comes down to not whether to have pickleball, but maybe whether an appropriate location, yeah, okay.
Ms. Pete, we do have another question for you, please.
Can you tell me how many lots are sold in Phase Five? The changes that you have made there?
I cannot, but.
Because you've made changes, you're proposing changes with this new plan for Phase Five.
Ms. Wingate, we can also look, and at least building permit wise, there's not any beyond where those dots are in that Phase Five.
Okay, because my proposal would be put the pickleball courts there. Nobody's there. I mean, the people that are there,
well,
or how many, is the question, I guess.
And that's something that will.
Because it's not fair to the people that gave it a lot of consideration where they want to live.
Yeah, that's the issue that we have here. And we have had this before, and it simply boils down to this. People have a right to rely on whatever they were told that enticed them to lay their money down.
Right.
Okay? So that's the issue we're dealing with here and we need to figure out.
And then the other part of that is the people that voted yes for the expansion because they wanted the pickleballs. If we take the courts away, where's their vote?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, this is why we get the big bucks for this
that's
job.
That's right. Okay? Finally, I got that answer.
Figure this out.
Seven lots are currently under contract in that phase.
They're just under contract.
Seven.
Okay.
She is right.
Which was the first question. So regarding the pickleball courts a little bit, I want to provide a little bit additional information and a possible concern with relocating them too far away from where they are. So there were, and this is the, are you able to bring up the aerial or something where we can see that pond? Thank you. So understand that if any of these now homeowners, contract purchasers, wherever they were, if they were, you know, not included in that process for whatever reason, even if it be code compliant, Insight, I can assure you, I helped them with all these exhibits. I prepared a ton of these things. We prepared all kinds of different, initially it wasn't even pickleball. We had other things proposed and other places. There was a lot of back and forth, a lot of homeowner involvement through several months to come up with what's shown on this plan here. So this wasn't like something they tried to squeeze in at the end or get by anybody. They had several meetings with homeowners over several months. Obviously, there's new homeowners at each one of these meetings. And then there's new homeowners here today that were not homeowners at any of those meetings. And none of that's the county's fault. It's not Insight's fault. That's just the way this goes. So in regards to the specifics of the pickleball court location, I would like to highlight that the closest lot to the proposed pickleball courts right now is about 175 feet away. So we're not talking that you're looking out your backyard and you're just, you know, seeing someone right there do it. So if you've got 175 feet, which is about one and a, you know, you can see these lots are about 120 feet deep. You're well more than one lot away. Additionally, there's a 9 to 10 foot, this green area is a large 8 to 10 foot berm with a lot of plantings on top. So just wanted to make that part of the record as it relates to this proposal.
Ladies and gentlemen, we don't do that. We don't allow cross-examination, and we don't swear people in. So we understand that sometimes there is a disagreement on what the facts are, okay? And we get it. And we have all these great people here on either end of this table to help us figure out what's really going on, and they're really good at it. So I'm just going to ask you to trust us on that, and I'm going to ask you to take a seat.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ms. P, can you show us which lots are under contract in phase five?
I'll have to provide that information later. We're going to have to pull a map, and we can submit it into the record.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And on that, if we can just determine a date certain. I'm noting, however, too, would that be decided now and or would that be decided now or later in as part of today's hearings?
What, as far as the record being held open?
That's right.
That would be decided.
Now, okay.
I do have one more question for you, and you may not be able to answer it sitting here, but if the seven folks been counted, if the seven folks had been counted, would it have changed the outcome? Would you still have 51%?
Yes.
Okay. All right. For anyone else that who has not spoken, who would like to speak? Yes, ma'am, in the blue.
My name is Barry Bauer, and that's with an IE at 28080 Celestial Way.
Okay.
You say if the seven of us had been counted, would it have changed?
Would it have
made a difference? We're the seven who showed up.
Beg your pardon?
We're the seven who showed up.
How many others do you think there are who feel that they did not get
I don't have an exact number, but just in talking in general to people, everyone who is in our section on Celestial Way will hear the noise. Sound travels.
I understand, but that's not really a question we're trying to answer right now. What we're trying to say is, all right, if you were a property owner before the deadline, how many? We know that there were seven, okay, and you're telling me that there are more.
I would say it's at least 2 to 3 times that.
Okay, all right.
But I don't have a specific number.
I understand. Okay.
So you can't just count the seven of us. We're the seven who
don't work
during the day,
well,
so we can come to a 3 o'clock meeting.
I get it. That's why I was asking the question. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I don't think she's spoken.
Yeah, I don't think you've spoken yet.
I'm married to the guy in the yellow shirt, so.
Okay.
There's a lot more than seven people.
My
name's Emily Nash. I live on 29527 Daggerboard.
Right.
There's a lot more people that are going to be affected that don't want it, don't like the location, okay? But they said, we're not going to win this, so why even waste our time and come? And that's basically what it is. I mean, Insight Homes, I know this is not supposed to be a complaining session about Insight Homes. They do not care about Ryan Holmes homeowners at all. No communication whatsoever. What I was one of the first people to move in on Daggerboard Drive. Okay. I had to fight with Verizon because they told me there was no cable coming, no internet coming. I'd have to find my own provider. The lines were there. I had to, for 3 weeks, finally I got a hold of somebody at Ryan who knew somebody at Insight who finally made a phone call.
Okay.
Next. Mailboxes.
Okay, now, one's enough. Okay, we get it. We get it.
This is holding mail back, okay? You're not supposed to hold U.S. mail back.
All right.
I fought with them. Insight Homes knew these homes were coming in. Unfortunately, they're in charge of everything there. There were no mailboxes even put in for lots that had been approved for lots under construction. Ryan Homes has no say in this situation. I don't believe a thing that Insight Homes says they're going to do.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. Thank you. Well, then, is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any further questions?
Sounds like we want to keep the record open for this, right?
Well, we'll do that later.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Close the public hearing, we'll refer back to it. That's the point at which we'll leave the record open. The record's still open, even though the closing part is that we're done with testimony, okay? All right, then, there being no further questions, let me thank all of you for your patience. You've been here for almost 3 hours waiting two and a half of it, and we certainly appreciate that, and we will certainly take your comments under advisement. And with that, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision. You might like to know that we have three more of these. Okay. So, thank you. And this hearing is closed. And we are going to recess for about 23 or 4 minutes.